السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. إن شاء الله tonight being the last night of Jum'ah of Ramadan, I ask Allah Azza wa Jalla to allow myself and all of us to make the most use of it. Yes, it's not an odd night per se, but subhanAllah, nonetheless, it's a night of Jum'ah, which every night of Jum'ah is valuable. This is when the salawat sent upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are presented. This is a night which is regarded the most auspicious day of the week. The Fajr Salah of Friday is the most auspicious Salah of the entire week. And hence, all of us should take some time out to minimum between now and Maghrib, do 1,000 salutations upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as something as simple as sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you can all make a commitment, inshallah, to make tasbih of sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this would be, inshallah, extremely beneficial for ourselves in this world and the next. Inshallah, as I'm making the announcements, kindly pass the donation boxes as well, from the left to the right. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said, whatever sadaqah is given on Friday, which has already begun obviously, then this is the most virtuous sadaqah of the entire week. So mashallah, the most virtuous fajr, most virtuous sadaqah, most virtuous night, most virtuous day. And also the dua is, there's a sa'atul ijaba when dua is most definitely accepted on a Friday. There are different opinions about what time that is. There's an opinion of it being before Fajr, the Hajj time, of course. There's one opinion during Jum'ah, between the Adhan and the Iqamah, or when the Imam Khatib sits down, as well as after Jum'ah Salah, and also a very strong opinion of it between Asr and Maghrib on Friday. So I encourage everyone to join us here, at the very least, between Asr and Maghrib tomorrow. Tomorrow also we have a guest speaker, who is inshallah going to be joining us, Mawlana Ghazi Puri from Lucknow, Nadwatul Ulama, and he will be inshallah giving a lecture in Urdu, which will also be translated. So we request you inshallah tabarakah ta'ala to join us for this beautiful occasion of Asr on Friday. We'll also have salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll read it collectively after Asr. We'll go through the Sheikh Zakaria rahmatullah alayhi's book, and individually we can do as much as we can. Secondly, there's a few other announcements for Eid and so forth. Inshallah, Sadaqat al-Fitr, you can take a look at what's there on the screen. Must be paid on behalf of every member of the household, even the children. And this is, we try to ideally give it out before Eid Salah to the needy. So alhamdulillah, if we give it out on the way as we're entering the masjid on the day of Eid, which unfortunately happens many times, there's no way this can reach the families before Eid. So we request everyone not to wait till we're walking into Eid to pay for it. Pay it now. You can. The amounts are there. Minimum is $8 if you calculate it based on wheat. And the most virtuous is if you calculate it on this, on the calculation of dates. And in that case, it would be $52 per person. And you can zelle it. That would be the best thing, so that there's no credit card cost. If someone is paying via credit card, naturally you should add a few dollars extra to that. Khatm al-Qur'an, dua, inshallah, will be tomorrow evening. The same time, 8:45, will be Salatul Isha. And then we'll have our program, inshallah, after that. So please join us. Our last odd night is going to be tomorrow night. So we want to make sure we're here for the Khatm al-Qur'an dua. We're here for the odd night. And we're here, inshallah, to participate with thousands of people who we hopefully have our largest attendance of the entire year, inshallah, tabarakah wa ta'ala, tomorrow. So for that, there's going to be loads of people who naturally come, new people who haven't been here throughout the Ramadan. Maybe they're coming from different areas. We want to make sure that we accommodate everyone. So I ask you to give me a couple minutes here of just a little announcements regarding how to accommodate everyone. Usually we have 100, 200 maybe cars for Isha, I don't know, something like that. But throughout the year. But Khatm al-Quran night, we expect around 1,600 people, 1,600 cars, right? 1,600 cars, about 4,000 people. So in order to accommodate that, all of us have to make a little bit space, right? So we just have to be mindful of that. There's, mashallah, this is the house of Allah. Who am I to stop anyone from coming to the house of Allah? People are coming here brokenhearted, want to get their sins forgiven. Let's try to please make some way. So this is a few announcements regarding parking. We will be double and triple parking cars tomorrow. Double and triple parking cars tomorrow. Okay, so that's, we're announcing it. You can share it with everyone. They will be double, triple parked. However, our program is not lasting till 1:30, 2 o'clock. Okay, it will definitely be much earlier than when the Ramadan was in the summer, in the peak of summer. We encourage everyone to please carpool and arrive early to ease congestion. If you want to get into the masjid, we encourage you to be here by 8:15, all right? So you can park your car here and be able to make it to the main hall. If there's no need to drop off family members, please park wherever space is available. Please avoid unnecessary drop-offs. Please use a Swift lot first. As you arrive, park in the first lot on Swift instead of driving directly to the main lot. Okay, meaning the one that's to the south here. Fill up that parking lot first. Volunteers are here to help. They are just like you. They fasted all day. They're going to do their own tarawih. They have their own wife and little kids. They are working. Most of them do not have, I think none of them are off from work. They're working a full shift at work and then coming and serving. So please, let's not be rough with them. If someone gets upset because he's screaming at all the cars, honestly, then just let it go. Because if you want to get an idea, join them. Why don't you get out of the car and stand 10 minutes and you see how frustrating it is. Like, you don't know what I'm going through when I stand here. And it's easy for you to judge me. Similarly, it's easy for me to judge a volunteer who's standing there, subhanAllah, he had to deal with his crying kids at home. His wife is upset, all sorts of stuff. Typical stuff that happens to anyone's house. And then, subhanAllah, he says, brother, please make a right. Brother, take it easy. Right? He's there, he's lost his voice, subhanAllah, directing traffic. Let's not be harsh with them. Instead, make dua for them that Allah reward you for that. SubhanAllah, sacrifice that they did 29 nights of the entire Ramadan. If you do need to drop off your wife on the sister side or family on the sister side, then please turn on your hazards before entering. Turn on your hazards before entering, and then the volunteers will guide you to which lot you need to go. We also request that right after Salah, everyone be leave at the time after the dua. Please, if you want to come back for candlelight conversation at 1 a.m. tomorrow on Friday night, by all means you can do so. But if we're triple parked, we should not be staying here. Everyone should leave. Remove, go drop your family back at home and then come back. And if you're planning to stay, but just go, make sure we don't want to be having any sisters stuck in the parking lot or any brothers stuck in the parking lot because we're, alhamdulillah, enjoying the sweets, right? So that's why I request everyone here to please cooperate with this. At the same time, tell your family and friends, come. Because a lot of times the fear is spread. Oh, I'll get stuck. Don't worry about it, right? Come. Khuda na khasta, la qadr Allah, if someone has to leave early, there's always something called Uber. Or Lyft, right? If someone can leave, how long is it going to cost us $10 to go home? The worst case scenario. So that is something that's available. If in an emergency situation, a person has to leave early. I want you to spread the word because this might be the time when our du'as, inshallah, are accepted and our needs are fulfilled. So I ask everyone to please spread the word for our khatam, inshallah. Eid al-Fitr, either Sunday or Monday, depending on whenever it's announced by the Chicago Hilal. These are the timings. The first timing will be at 6 a.m. Inshallah, a Fajr Iqamah, Fajr at 6. And we encourage you to pray Fajr at the Masjid, even if you're praying Eid anywhere else later on. Eid address will start at 6:30, and Eid Salah will be sharp at 7. And the second Salah will be at 9:30 a.m. One led by the first one by Mufti bin Hajuddin, second one by Maulana Ahsan, inshallah, tabarakah wa ta'ala. And also, we encourage everyone to ensure that we pay our fitrah before that. This is a quick summer programs that if you want for your children, the summer camp, June 25th to July 17th, inshallah, Monday through Thursday, for our little kids, ages 6 through 13. And the tarbiyah for talks, ages 4 to 5, June 25th to July 17th. And then our summer intensive for adults, men and women, college students, high school students, and working adults. The summer Arabic and Islamic studies intensive, starts June 25th. And the one-year program, inshallah, starts August 11th. Please take pictures of it if you need to and encourage your family members, inshallah, ta'ala, to benefit from these programs. Alhamdulillah, we're motivated. We're enjoying Taraweeh, I'm sure, every night. And we want to understand by next year what Allah is saying in the Quran. Yes? Right? So I encourage you to take part in one of these programs that are happening over the summer. We also have an online program called Ta'aleem. That's an online program that will that is year-round. We have that. You can learn more details about that on the website. These are some of the things to do on the night of power. Tomorrow, plan out to take out time for dua, istighfar, nafil tahajjud, sadaqah, salawat, and tilawah. Inshallah, along with those who would like to do the salatul tasbih, this is a quick method of also performing salatul tasbih at least once in the month of Ramadan. I would highly encourage all of us to do that. Amongst the many narrations about forgiveness of sins, this is a great way to help build concentration in our salah. You do slow rukur, extended sajda, extended qiyam, extended qa'da, and so forth. And then, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, last but not least, I want to take a few minutes to I will ask all of you to, inshallah, pay attention to our executive director, Brother Uthman Chaudhry. You've seen him up here many times throughout Ramadan. Every night, he's making announcements, encouraging, taking care of parking, doing everything else, alhamdulillah, over here. Allah reward and bless him. MashaAllah, he's from New York. And just like many of you who are in i'tikaf, he joined us about 7-8 years ago for i'tikaf. And mashallah, ever since then, alhamdulillah, he's moved from New York and moves here with his wife and his kids. And he serves here, alhamdulillah, as the executive director, taking care of all the operations and tens of things that we know of and hundreds of things that we don't know of. So he's an attorney, and alhamdulillah, he's our in-house attorney that mashallah is always helping us with various things. Today, he'll be doing a short presentation on how to rethink charitable giving. Yesterday we had a fundraiser for our monthly expenses. Tomorrow we'll have one, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, our Khatam Night annual fundraiser. What we think, how do we run an institution? Is it through our $1,000 or $100? How is a Muslim now supposed to think? Honestly, we should have been thinking about this for decades. But right now, when we are in a really interesting crossroads, very challenging time for Muslims and institutions across the entire country, it is extremely important that all of us pay attention to this presentation. We all have to think not for tomorrow, brothers. We cannot think for today or tomorrow. We have to think for the next 100 years. We have to think about these beautiful masjids we have all around the country. How are they going to run? How are they going to be populated? How are our seminaries and institutions going to run? For that, we have to put our thinking cap on and look back to what our elders, from the time of Umar radiallahu anhu, all the way to the Ottomans, and now tonight, the presentation. How can we ensure that our masajid, our seminaries, our institutions, amongst them Darul Salam, how can we plan for their longevity? And for the successful running of these institutions, hundreds of years, inshallah, after you and I are gone. For that, I'll invite Brother Osman, inshallah, to share some words on this. Jazakumullah khairan.
Assalamu alaikum. I'll keep this brief, inshallah. So this is part of a larger presentation. I'm just going to go over 3 things that we all can do to kind of help charitable giving. I mean, there's maybe like 10 other things that we can do, but we'll just go over 3 today, inshallah. Okay, so this is not a fundraiser, don't worry. But we've all been in a fundraiser, right? Where everyone is giving money. People are giving 100K, 50K, 25K, 5K, 10K. But unfortunately, some of us are just sitting there. We have the niyyah to give. We want to give. But unfortunately, maybe we just don't have the cash on hand. Maybe our bank account is low. Maybe it's tied up in other places. One of those places where a lot of people have their money tied up is the stock market. They have a huge investment portfolio. They might have gotten a lot of stocks from their company, from options, vested options and stuff. So one way that we can help the masjids are by donating stocks. And these are things that you could do to any charitable organization, any school that you support, any masjid, any food pantry, any charitable organization. You can donate the stocks. So you have 2 options. A lot of people might think, okay, I'll just sell the stock. But if you sell the stock, if you have a $50,000 stock that you bought at $30,000, you're going to end up paying capital gains tax, about $5,000. So the masjid only gets about $45,000. Instead, if you donate the stock, you donate, transfer it directly to the masjid will get the full $50,000, the complete value of that stock. So, I mean, and a lot of us have these stocks. We're not going to do anything with these stocks. Most of us are not going to sell them, because if we do sell them, there's going to be that capital gains tax that we're going to have to pay. So a lot of people, they just hold on to their stocks until they pass away, and then it transfers to their children and their heirs. So this is an easy way, a quick way, and we don't lose out on any cash. You don't really feel that pinch, because it's not any cash being depleted from your bank account. And it just helps all the charitable organizations. And you also get a charitable deduction when you donate it. The second thing I want to talk about is what I call free money, getting free money to the masjids and the schools and the charities. A lot of us work for big corporations, you know, Microsoft, Cisco, McDonald's, pharmaceutical companies. A lot of these companies have an employer match program where if you donate money to a charity, they will match it up to a certain amount. Sometimes it's $500, sometimes it's $2,000, sometimes it's $15,000 or more. It just depends on each company how much they want to do. So essentially, you are actually helping these companies. They are now supporting Dar es Salaam. They are supporting the charitable organizations. They are, you know, funding the masjid. And you are getting the reward for that. So some of the companies that have, some of the brothers who have actually matched, and we've received donations from these companies, the corporations, United Healthcare, Google, Apple, Microsoft, Abbott, T-Mobile, Walgreens, AT&T, Dell, and McDonald's. So pretty much all the major corporations do have these. So there's just one exercise that we could do now. Everyone can just take out their phone right now real quick, scan this QR code, and it will take you to a website where you can check if the company that you work at will do a match. So everyone can just take one or two minutes just to do that, and you could see if your corporation matches, and then it'll have steps on how you can ensure that, you know, the donations that you have made during this Ramadan will be, you can match it. And the great thing is, if you donate $2,000 with this match, that becomes $4,000 to the masjids. You're essentially, you know, in cases, doubling it, and sometimes even tripling it. So just one more minute, and then the final thing is estate planning. Mufti Azimuddin was talking about ensuring how we can do a long-term planning for the masjids. One way is, you know, we are all going to pass away one day, and, you know, that money isn't going to help us. You know, whatever is in our bank accounts, in our whatever stocks we have, whatever property we have, cars, that's not going to help us. You know, that's going to go, if we don't plan for it, it's going to go all to our, you know, kids, our, you know, spouse, whoever our heirs are. And alhamdulillah, we know, alhamdulillah, our children are well off these days. You know, they have their own jobs, alhamdulillah, they're doctors, engineers, they have their own businesses. So one thing that we could do, you know, according to Islamic law, up to one third of your estate, you can donate to a charity. So the important thing is to start writing our wills, and we can put charities in there. Up to one, you could say, up to one third of my estate, I'm going to donate to Dar es Salaam or XYZ Masjid or school. So I mean, if there's any questions, you can, you know, reach out to us via email, office@masjiddiyas.org, or give us a phone call or text us at our office number, inshallah. Jazakallah khair.
Jazakumullah khairan, Brother Usman, inshallah, for sharing that beautiful ways that we can make the most of our time here. Alhamdulillah, I hope that was a good quick introduction. Definitely you can follow up with him or myself or any of us, inshallah, here for further. And what we call the legacy donations is what the last part of the estate planning is, something, subhanAllah, we hear about stories of these massive universities that have been established 400, 500, 400 years ago in this country, and they are running not just from tuition, most definitely. They have these massive legacy donations that have been, alhamdulillah, been, you know, people, alumni and others, donors, businessmen have dedicated to them years ago. And because of that, they have huge budgets that are able to accomplish all kinds of things. So Dar es Salaam, inshallah, we have lots of plans. We've shared with you some yesterday. We shared with you on the 21st night, the American Muslim Fund. There's so many things that we want to do. We want to make sure, alhamdulillah, that we are able to continue to do that and serve you and your needs and your generation's needs, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, with the support. So I ask you to spread this word as well. Do reach out to people and talk about the legacy donations. Talk about including it in their endowments and their funds. If we don't do that, many times, unfortunately, that money gets caught up in taxes or gets caught up, unfortunately, by children who are not using it in the halal manner too. And that really breaks our heart to see those type of things. So we can speak about this after Ramadan, or if you have questions in i'tikaf, by all means, inshallah, reach out to us. Last but not least, this year, we're also accepting donations in cryptocurrency. So you can email the office or text message the office number as well that was shared if someone would like to donate stock or crypto as well, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.